All right, friends, here we are. Here we go. Good morning and welcome, one and all. It is 2 minutes past 6 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. My name is Matt Murphy, and I'm pleased to be with you, I hope, for the next 4 hours. It's Monday, January 11, 2021. For some of you, believe it or not, for some of you, it's snowing outside. For others, it's just a cold, cold rain. Most of us getting some form of precipitation over the state of Alabama. If you're in other parts of the world, other parts of the country, other parts of the universe, I have no idea what it is doing. It could be acid rain for all of all I know. Call us up and let us know. Speaking of the telephone calls, I've made a bit of an editorial decision. Allow me to pull back the curtain and let you know. So, outside of a number of experts slash newsmakers and regulars, I believe this week it is very, very important that you and I speak, that you speak, more importantly than me, about all of the goings-on in the world right now. All of them are not negative, believe it or not. There are many positives to focus on, and I'm going to try to lead us, as the leader of this discussion, in those directions from time to time, because we need to be reminded that the world is full of wonderful people. I took a little break on a number of fronts over the weekend, but it gave me a lot of opportunity to think about what's been going on over the past 2 months. And I want to share some of those thoughts with you over the course of the morning. First and foremost, human beings. That's where I start. It might get a little heady. We are, as a society, just fine. If we were to get away from a lot of what, very important, don't get me wrong, and we can't fully. I just want to remind you that everyone's not ready to kill everyone else. Everyone's not ready to beat up their neighbor. Everyone's not ready to resort to violence. Everyone's not ready to cast the other groups into prison because of their political beliefs and whatnot. You would believe that if you believed some of the rhetoric coming out of Washington, D.C. over the last week, but that's not true. And if you want to know that's not true, just go out into the real world and spend some time with your fellow man. Oftentimes, friends, politics doesn't even come up. So there's that. Two, I saw this movie initially in the theater. I rewatched a large portion of it this weekend. It's called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. One of the things, if you've not seen it, it is not exactly a biopic of Fred Rogers, although it acts that way. It delves into what he did for society and the way that he managed his life and the kindness and the tenderness that he offered people that were around him. But it did it in such a way that it pushed a specific story about a writer and his relationship with his family and his father, and how all of that interrelated to the way that he saw life. I know that this is a Pollyanna attitude, but it is true. What Fred Rogers gave to the world was an ability to empathize with individuals around him who he didn't know and whose experiences he had never had. He did so in such a way that was not condescending or holier than thou. He did so in such a way that came off as a friend or a neighbor. And I think we could use a little bit of that in our world, too. And so we can, I just want you to know that you might think that the world is coming to an end. You might think that the country's coming to an end. And hell, both of those things will happen at some point. And I don't know when those will be. But I know this. I love and I cherish each and every one of you. And I continue to believe as I get up in the mornings that we have been granted by a higher power a significant responsibility that comes along with the freedom and liberty that exist in this country and that you enjoy in the United States of America. And yes, we ought to fight to protect it. And when I say fight, circle that word, because that word does not mean take up arms physically and go up and act like idiots or whatever. What it means is work on a day-to-day basis to make sure that we do what is incumbent upon us to leave our children and our grandchildren the America that was left to us by our parents and our grandparents. All right, all of that said, there's a hell of a lot going on in D.C. There's a hell of a lot going on more broadly with big tech. There are some things going on here in the state of Alabama, and I want to talk to you about it. And so I said to executive producer David Sears, who doesn't have to get up this early, John Byrd does, more on him in a moment, that we are going to, absent a couple of regulars and a couple of other specialty guests, we're going to keep it between you and I this week, and it's important that we do. A big announcement coming on Friday. I believe it's going to be on Friday. I am 90% sure. Friday's the day, John Byrd, that we will announce the big news. There's big news. Hey, John, how are you? By the way, John Byrd operating the controls at Radio Central, high top Red Mountain, overlooking the strikingly and rainy mediocre skyline of Birmingham, Alabama. How you doing?
I've seen better days, but I feel better now. Getting in here and just doing my thing really, really helps a lot.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood.
Well, I'm sorry you had a bad weekend. I know you did. And hopefully this week will start off right for you.
Good news.
What's the good news, John?
This morning I woke up and I had a flat tire.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, John, would you like for me to buy you a set of tires? Because it seems to me that this is a recurrent. Now, are some of them the same tire? Or are they different tires?
So far, it's three of them. I probably don't need to be going back to the place that I was going to that I won't say.
Okay, so were you getting new tires when you replaced the tires, or were you just getting them patched?
I was originally getting them patched.
Uh-huh.
I've got a new one that I had to order online that this place will honor because they just didn't have it in stock. So I'm probably going to take care of that today after Way to Wellness. So,
You got the big W2W.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm.
That's good. You're weighing in today, right?
Yep.
All right, so I need to go weigh in with you. Or around, at some point.
Yes.
Because we've got the big Triple M challenge.
Yes.
The Murphy Morning Men challenge. If you're a woman, you can join in. Don't worry. It's the Murphy Morning Men, A Woman challenge. Where we're going to see who can lose the most percentage of body weight between yourself, myself. I think Slim Rob said he was in on it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Over in the traffic center. And young David Sears is trying to lose a few pounds. I'm obviously going to get to my goal weight first, and then I don't know what happens then because you have so much more to lose than me, John.
Yes, but we're talking about like a percentage.
Right.
Kind of. We need a mathematician to help figure that out.
Yeah, we'll.
I'm going to win.
We'll get somebody in here.
Yeah, I'm going to win.
We'll get some sort of professor of higher learning, of calculus and whatnot, trigonometry, to work all of those calculations out. We'll get them on the big board. Get Matt Damon in here.
Yeah,
he'll be on the whole big board there. And,
yeah,
you know,
the whiteboard just scribbling right away. Well, another thing I'm worried about, though, I'm worried about losing the weight because as I'm working out, my muscles are getting swole. So, you know, it's gonna. You know, what if I can't reach my weight because I'm too muscular?
You need to stop working out on your stomach. If that's the case, your stomach is done. If it's a matter of things getting swole up, your tummy, mm-hmm. All good.
Okay.
So you did have a bad weekend. Normally, I get something out of those jokes. Nothing?
I know. It's just,
I can't hurt you anymore.
No, I'm hurt.
Show me on the doll what hurt you this weekend, John.
Let's see. Well, giving blood was great.
Oh, okay.
I feel so good.
Yeah.
That was the best part of my weekend.
We do need to discuss that. That's another thing, by
yes,
the way. Little ways that you can give back in your own world, in your own community. Here's what I want to – well, John, I'm we're going to make you feel good today.
Woohoo! I'm ready. Listeners, make me feel good.
We'll talk about giving blood. We'll talk to Valerie Vining in a moment. She's back in the newsroom. She is back, 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 baby.
Woo-hoo.
And we are happy to have her. Slim Rob over in the traffic center. And you on the telephones. The Birmingham Broker phone lines are up and available. 545-9950. 545-9950. This is where I'll start, and I will delve more deeply into this in the 7 o'clock hour, but you are invited to call at any point. A couple of main topic conversations to have. One is big tech and how we became addicted to the internet, more specifically to social media. But before I even get to that, I want to address the things that happened last Wednesday and moving forward late last week and into the weekend. I've told you for a long time that the one thing that we can almost guarantee you is that if Republicans do something that can be exploited, Democrats will exploit it. And the mainstream media, they're sycophants in the media, they're one and the same. And so they do. And obviously, call it what you will, I will refer to it as a riot. I believe insurrection would be better planned. One thing is for sure, what happened at the Capitol building last Wednesday was un-American. By very definition, you're attacking the symbol of American democracy. And by democracy, I mean the representative republic that we live under. You're attacking the very essence of that in an effort to forego a conclusion. Now, I understand why you're so pissed off about that conclusion, being that Joe Biden's going to be the next president of the United States. I get it. And we can unpack that and how it happened till the cows come home. By the way, I do believe that it is in the best interest of American-loving people to put that aside for a moment. If we all agree that there were weird things that happened during the election cycle to the point that we saw examples of fraud, and we certainly saw examples of what we would consider to be shady dealings or out-and-out cheating during the election, absolutely we need to delve into that. We need to talk about election integrity. We need to talk about how to prevent it from happening again. All of those things are very important. But I do not believe that it is in the best interest of anyone to continue to spin our wheels in the same rut and argue over exactly how it happened. I could spend the next 4 hours sharing emails and other correspondence that I've gotten over the last 10 days explaining to me how, after listening to me for 15 years, I'm done with you, Murphy, because you won't say that the election was stolen. I think it's more complex than that. Do I believe that Trump won? I've told you what I believe. Yes, I believe that Trump won. If legitimate legal votes were the only votes cast. That said, I don't think it's a good idea for us to continue to spin our wheels in that rut when we have other and, frankly, more long-term issues that we need to deal with. Okay? And these don't have to be negative conversations. I want you to know that. I am hopeful. I believe in the United States of America. I believe that this country can continue to turn the corner that Donald Trump started over the first 3 years of his presidency. The last year kind of went off the rails because of a number of factors. But I do believe that we can continue to turn that ship of state around, even with this setback, if we hang together, to use the Ben Franklin phraseology. All of that said, it occurred to me over the weekend that we are one of two groups. And I'll tell you what those two groups are in a second, and I'll get your thoughts on it. I do believe that it is very, very important that we walk through all of this carefully and with a singular thought in mind. and that is love of one's country, love of one's neighbor, and how best to succeed in securing and guaranteeing the liberty that this nation has always provided. More in a moment. Just getting started. Happy Monday. Talk 99.5. All right, folks, let's get it cranked up. 6:21. My name is Matt Murphy. I'm pleased to be with you. Birmingham's Real Talk, Talk 99.5. Did you hear? Can I start the day with a little good news? Did you hear about this kid in Moody? Did you hear about this kid in Moody? This happened last week. It's making the rounds in national media. Over in Moody, Alabama, a young kid, 9 years of age. I've got the story somewhere. I'll have to dig it up. He thought fast, man. There was a carjacking over there, and mama had a gun pointed at her. And the little 9-year-old recognized that something was wrong. And so he ran around the car and he unstrapped the little 5-year-old, his little sister out of the car seat and got her out of the car while mama was dealing with the armed assailant. It was, I'll have details for you. It's pretty cool. This, wow. Fast thinking little youngster. So, that's, you know, fabulous news that he was able to think so fast. And, that's good news. Over in Moody, making national headlines. We'll tell you more about that coming up in just a moment. Okay, very quickly, once again, Birmingham Broker phone lines available, 545-9950, 205-545-9950. Want to speak with you. I do believe if you are in one of these categories, if you consider yourself conservative, libertarian, a Trump supporter through and through, or even a conservative never-Trumper. Based on the events of the past 2 months, it occurs to me that you fall under one of two basic categories. You either believe it's over or you believe it ain't over. Here's what I mean. Any student of basic government and history understands that it is the nature of government, no matter how loosely affiliated with its citizens that any government starts, it is the nature of government to grow, to expand, and to slowly take more responsibility into the day-to-day activities of its subjects' lives. And by that nature, it is more difficult to blanch the growth of government than it is to grow government, because you can throw things at people. I don't know, like stimulus checks during bad times. Huh? And so it is a natural course of action that you see this slow creep toward what we would describe as more socialism. What I've seen identified in the past several months is you either believe that any fight against that is over or you don't. And if you believe that it's over, that the fix is in, that they stole the election, that there's nothing that we can do about it moving forward, I understand the way you feel. I understand your frustration. I understand your anger. And I'm going to let you speak. I don't know what to say to you. I don't. I know what to say to you if you don't believe it's over. And I think that's the majority of people once we get past our basic emotions. There are many ways to repair what has been going down over the past 6, 8, 10, 12 months. We should discuss it. But first, it's Valerie Vining in First News. Go, Valerie. Sure is Monday, hitting it now. Gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday.
Saturday and Sunday. But it's all over now, and his show is Monday.
I just got this correspondence from a longtime listener to me in this radio station. Matt, all I need personally is truth. With truth, I can accept whatever the results are and develop a plan to move forward. The only thing I have to work with at this time is gut instinct and trying to identify individuals I feel value truth above all else. How do we as a nation find truth and recognize it? Media, social media, political players, they can't be trusted. Find me the truth and I can handle the rest. That's really well said, Fence Post. That's one of the best emails you've ever sent me, and you've sent me a lot of them. I agree with that. It is difficult in this day and age to figure out what truth is. I'm asking you to figure out where you are. And it may be too early to ask this question, but I want you to think on it for a minute. We'll move to phones momentarily. The question is simple. Are you, in your mind, convinced that it's over? Or do you believe there's fight left? And by fight, I mean through voice, through education, through mobilization, through peaceful protest, through the Constitution, through the courts, and ultimately at the ballot box. And I know.
They stole it.
I get it. Do you believe that there's something left to squeeze out of this tube? Because if you're in the it's over camp, I'll be honest with you. I've been doing this 20 years, almost 21 years, and I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. I think it would be in your best personal interest to stop paying attention. Because if you're in the it's over camp, the only alternative for you is to either accept it or to revolt. Folks, it's not 1860, and it's not 1776. And unless you apply that in a serious mindset, it is so damn easy to say it's over and, oh, we got to start over again. It's also foolish to suggest in 2021 that that people that think differently in the United States of America can extract themselves from one another and somehow extract themselves from the constitutional compact that we entered into together without all hell breaking loose for the foreseeable future. It's so incomprehensible. And frankly, I think that the people that are saying it, they've not really considered it, the vast majority of them. They have no concept of what it means. All right, all of that set aside. So you have to, and I'm not judging you, and you can call, you can tell me why you're right. That's fine. I still believe in America. I still believe in the Constitution. I still believe in the flag. I still believe in those concepts. And I'm going to fight for them. Now, before we delve into any of those things, speaking of the good fight, you just heard the voice. Now it's time to hear the story. It's the one and only Valerie Vining.
Valerie's
Matt,
back.
John Bird.
She fought the fight.
From Building D this morning. It's good to see you on the Zoom.
How are you?
Zoom, my
How
friends.
Are How are you?
My stable mates.
What's going on?
I'm just glad to be alive. I made it through the big old COVID. I had the COVID, and I'm
you
back.
Did. You had the COVID.
I had the COVID.
Yeah? How's the vid?
The vid is, it's, I'm telling you, it's such a strange thing. Big Rob, Slim Rob, used to call him Big Rob, and now he's Slim Rob, and I were chatting, and I was like, did you have a little brain fog after everything was said and done, he said, oh, yeah, I had the brain fog.
Uh-huh.
And I have a little of that.
Yeah.
So I hope everyone will give me a pass today.
No, for you, it will be far more noticeable. Yeah, if you have the brain fog.
I mean, do.
Like if John Bird had the brain fog, we would notice.
You don't have to take that, John Bird.
But you, we will notice.
Yeah, so I, for those of you that don't know, I got COVID-19 over the holidays. And I actually had the week off between Christmas and New Year.
And may I say, thank God.
And thank God, because I spent most of it sitting on my sofa in my living room trying to recuperate through that. Didn't feel well, had a low-grade fever for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Said, okay, something's going on here. Let mm-hmm. me go get tested. Tested. 2 days later, it comes back. I didn't do the rapid because I heard that only 70% is accurate, and I needed an accurate test. Did I have it or did I not? So 2 days later, it comes back, and it's positive. I call my doctor, and I said, hey, I'm positive. Well, let's get you some prescription meds and an inhaler and all the other things you're going to need. Mm-hmm. I said, really? An inhaler? She's mm-hmm. like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I got all my meds, took all my meds, all my vitamins, and made it through, and I'm finally back. And thank you so much to everybody that held down the fort, especially on one of the craziest news weeks last week in a very long time.
It was. You're right. There's a lot of conspiracy theories going on about that, and one of them going on is that you weren't really sick with COVID. You just didn't want to be a part of any of it, and so you decided to make
perfectly.
This entire break.
Yes, I timed that absolutely perfectly.
So you still don't have a taste or sense of taste or smell, or
smell,
is that coming back?
Yeah, that's come back. It's probably about 85%. You know, it's not 100% yet.
Is that the real deal, though? I mean, you can't smell anything?
Oh, you can't smell anything. I mean, I took a tablespoon of Tabasco sauce just to test it, and I couldn't taste it.
You couldn't taste Tabasco?
No, I couldn't. And I don't like Tabasco. I don't like things that hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like a little spicy, mm-hmm. you know. But Tabasco is not something normally that I put on anything. So I said, this will be the real test.
Nothing.
And I couldn't taste it any. No.
Nothing.
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, thank you, Lord. It was minor symptoms. It wasn't anything major. Never had to go to the hospital. Didn't have any breathing issues. That's probably because of the inhaler. Thank you, Dr. Armour.
So how's everybody else? How's little man?
Man's fine.
Because you're of the mindset that he had it before. Right?
I think little man had it in March. And here's why. Because he had a buddy. He went with his family camping in a camper.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody got it.
Mm-hmm.
Mom was bad. Dad got really bad.
Mm-hmm.
He comes back. I quarantine him upstairs in the man cave, which he loved because he had Xbox for like a week. Took food up to the top of the stairs and a mask on. And I said, because he had no smell and taste. That was his only symptoms. He didn't have a cold. He didn't have a cough. He didn't have much of anything.
When was it? This was March.
This
I mean,
back
so
in
we
March.
Were just kind of learning about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we were learning about it. And he was fine. After about 4 or 5 days, he said, oh, I can taste now. And I was like, okay, well, you can come out of quarantine, but we're not going to, you know, hug and get too close.
Right.
That kind of stuff. We'll just keep our distance. And he was fine. And I didn't get it. I didn't get sick. And I don't know where I got this. I have no idea how I got it.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you can try to trace it back to here, there, or anywhere. But then, well, I'll give you an example. A natural place to go would be the going away party that we had for Ani.
I blame Ani.
Well, Ani got Well, hold on. Ani got COVID, right?
Yeah.
And you got COVID. Well, there were 30 other people there. Nobody else got COVID.
Right.
Right? So
there's no way to.
It's very difficult to figure out, which is one of the reasons why there's a lot of suspicion about some of the instructions that we're getting. There's a lot of confusion about what to do even now.
Yeah. And of course, you know, you're thinking when you get this, okay, what's going to happen to me? Because you hear all these different things. If you have a certain blood type, you're going to respond this way. You don't really know whether it's your age or,
mm-hmm.
you know, what it is. But leading up to that, I'd been taking all the vitamins, you know, the D, the zinc, the C,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of doubling up on what I normally do. And I don't know if that played a role in it not being a big deal or not, but I don't think it hurt things. And then finally, when I realized I had it, you know, you get those few prescription meds and the inhaler, and you kind of get through it.
Did you have to use the inhaler?
Yes. Yeah. It helped.
So it was kind of like you were asthmatic almost.
Yeah. It's
that you were just to make difficult
sure,
to, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of breathing, like,
right.
You know, you're not quite getting the full breaths that you're used to
right.
getting. So, but beyond that, you know, knock on wood, it I got through it okay.
Hey, speaking of giving blood.
Yes.
Hey, kudos to John Bird, huh?
Did you give blood?
He gave blood for the first
Saturday?
Time in his life. He's,
oh,
you know,
good for you, John
he's
Bird.
70 years old, and look at him. He's, or however
so
old,
fun.
I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
You know, how was it, Bird? I mean,
it was awesome. You know, I mean, I still had that vision of when I was six. The needles, Val, weren't the needles bigger back
oh,
then?
Oh, they were huge when we
okay,
were kids.
Okay, thank you. Yes. So, I mean, I realized I've gone.
Don't encourage him.
I've gone 43 of my years without giving blood.
Yeah. And your experience was good?
It was great.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So you last gave blood when you were 20?
No, I mean, it was great. We got to see Trucker Glenn. And,
yeah, TG was there.
Oh,
yeah, with
great.
His family. And, I mean, that was nothing.
I told you I was a bleeder, by the way. Did you notice? E sat down. She was there like 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they bring me over, and I was done before her. Now, she was filling the bag slow. But, I mean, I was like, I'm boom, boom, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, gone. And I did not. We went to LifeSouth. Great organization.
Awesome.
And I did not feel, I mean, literally, and this is unusual. I mean, I didn't feel the needle.
Oh.
She said, hey, this is going to be a little sting. It's
yep.
a needle. That's what happens, you know, and so just be prepared for that. And she's blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, well, just whenever she goes, it's done. And I was like, what? I didn't feel, I said, literally didn't feel it. I mean, normally when I say I didn't feel it, I really did feel it,
mm-hmm.
but it was a good stick, you know,
yeah.
but this one, nothing. All good.
It was
you know,
awesome.
The one time I gave blood, I as soon as I started to sit up,
uh-huh.
they said, "Oh, you need to lay back down." And I was like, "Why do I need? This is why I need to lay back down. Your face is very gray. You need to lay back
uh-huh.
down. Let's get you a Coca-Cola and
right.
some crackers." So I did that for another 20 minutes, and then sat back up. And they go, "Oh no, you're going to lay back down again."
You know, they take like a 12th of your blood, I mean,
yeah.
on average. I mean, it's not an insignificant portion.
No, yeah, and I didn't do well with it.
No?
No, and so, I was playing tennis at the University of Alabama. I was in the best shape of my mm-hmm. life, you know.
Body did not react well.
Oh, no, I did not do well with it. And I want to be able to do that, but I certainly don't want to feel like that afterwards.
You should give it another go. It's been a long time.
I'm going
maybe
every 2 weeks.
Maybe once I get past this, you know.
Did you say once every 2 weeks?
Yeah. Let me make an appointment.
John, you can't go once every 2 weeks.
You know. Why not?
Once a month, maybe?
Month. People.
Once every 2 months?
Oh, goodness gracious. John, go once a week. Go once a week.
No. They won't let me do that.
Go once a week. In other words, in other news, a producer position open.
you can't go once a week, John Bird.
And I was going to do every other.
You'll kill over, John. All right, so here's my big takeaway. Well, a couple of big takeaways from the giving of the blood. One, thank you for the people that came out
yeah.
because a number of people came out in addition to Trucker Glenn and his beautiful family. Some came out and could not give. The person that came that they said was a little bitty person, John, was our good friend Tila, who came to try
yes.
to give blood. She was too small
oh,
because you have to be of
a certain weight.
Yeah, you got to be a certain
wow.
weight.
Wow.
And so thank you for trying. So we give blood, and I haven't given blood in probably I did the math. It's probably almost been 20 years now, and I'm embarrassed to say that because I was pretty good about it for a number of years. I was always really good about the giving. I mean, it
yeah.
was just stick me and I'll fill it up and let's
sure.
go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no residual. And then back in the day, back 20 years ago, you'd give blood and then you go out and drink.
Yeah, immediately after that's
well, because you know,
yeah.
I mean, because it. I mean, and I don't encourage that.
No, they don't encourage you to do that at all.
But I will tell you that it's real, what they tell you, that it takes about half as much.
Oh, look, a little shot glass. Time to
beep.
Go home now. Ooh, that was, I'm flying high now.
But here's what I learned. I swear to you on my mother, my dear mother's grave, that I was told that my blood type was B negative. And I've always remembered that because I remember what she said.
Yeah.
She said, Matt Murphy, be negative. Matt Murphy, be negative. Right?
Right?
You know. It's a joke. Well, I'm not B negative, Valerie.
What are you?
I'm not.
What are you?
Well, I'm not A positive.
I'm a negative.
No. E was like, I'm a positive. You be negative. Well, it was a big joke.
Right.
No, it's not true. I'm O.
You're O. I'm that's a good blood type to have.
Well, I guess. Yes. I mean, what, universal donor type
absolutely.
Of thing?
Absolutely. That's okay. The best one you could be.
Well, I'm O, so.
Can I say one more thing? Thank you to you and your precious wife.
What did we do?
Your precious wife dropped off some deliciousness at the house.
Oh, yes.
And I opened the door, and there she was in her car going down the road with the window down.
Hi.
Thank you.
See ya.
Mm-hmm. It was delicious. Thank you, E. I love you.
Some soup.
Thank you, Matt. It was delicious.
Some delicious.
Yes.
It's good.
It's very good.
It's different. It's a different tomato soup, but it's really good. She's like a emulsifier.
It's very good.
I don't know what she's doing.
So I can't thank you all enough.
Crack cocaine.
And thanks for holding down the fort, everybody.
Well, and thank you.
David Sears, Tim Melton, you guys are the best.
It will be a big week.
Yes.
Tim cannot wait to see you.
I can't wait to see him.
Uh-huh.
I'll try not to breathe on him.
All right. Well, go back. You do your thing in the newsroom.
All
whatever
right.
You got to do. Get
you
away
guys
from
have
the
a great morning.
Get away from the camera. I'll see you. All right. 545-9950. I promised I'd get to the phones, and we will. We'll talk. Oh, by the way, Valerie, tonight, just before you go. Hey, by the way, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Hey, I mean, if I wanted to be a jerk, I don't know. What do they say? Go Buckeyes? I don't know. But yeah, Roll Tide. Roll Tide. Come on. Just kidding. Yeah, y'all calm down. All right, we'll delve into more of the impeachment talk coming up. We'll take your telephone calls, how it happened. Where are you? Are you? It's over or it's not over? But and look, if you think it's over, once again, this platform is not going to limit your ability to call and discuss. We are the town square, after all. We're not big tech here. That said, I want to try to get you back into the it ain't over yet camp. It ain't over till it's over. It ain't over till it's over. That's what Yogi Berra taught us. Hey, I want to tell you about Alabama Professional Services and the things that they do to protect yourself and to protect your home. They've got lawn care, and right now they talk about winterizing the lawn to make sure that everything is as it should be. And go ahead and winterize as well as de-weed, because you get the weeds out. You don't allow them to grow when the springtime comes. You allow the grass to fill in those spots and grow lush like you wanted. Alabama Professional Services does that. Of course, they have foundation repairs. I've much talked about the poly-level system. It is absolutely incredible. Pest control is the way that they started, however, and Alabama Professional Services wants to stop the creepy crawlies that are inside of your home. AlabamaProfessional.com. Tell them I sent you. AlabamaProfessional.com. Talk 99.5. My name is Matt Murphy. I'm pleased you've joined us 10 minutes until 7 o'clock. Good morning. Oh, Barracuda. Talk 99.5's phone lines available. Birmingham Broker providing those. 545-9950, 545-9950. I always love the abrupt end of the bumper. It always gets me in a good mood. Always gets me in a good humor, Jumper.
But I didn't do it.
You did too. You
slow.
Know what you did. I know you're busy, and I know what.
It's my finger. I cut my finger.
But to drink, to drink. Yeah, you had a flat tire.
I did.
You've had like, Jumper's had 28 flat tires. You got more flat tires than I had grandma's when I was in college.
Well, I do drive an 18-wheeler, so, you know.
You missed my joke. Your grandma's in college. Come on, grandma. I had a funeral. Oh, man, I wish I could tell you I didn't do that, but I did. I'm not proud. Okay, so your calls. I am off. I made the decision to take a break. I'm still monitoring Facebook and I'm monitoring Twitter. I am not actively participating in either. I've got to figure this out. And I think you need to figure it out too. And I think all of us are addicted to social media in a way that we need to self-examine. Because they have decided that they're not hiding anymore their double standard as it pertains to you and your political affiliation. Jennifer is first up this morning on the phone lines. Hey, Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well, Jennifer. Hope you are.
Well, I miss Facebook Live very much. I got rid of my Facebook account.
I understand. You know, I did a Facebook Live on the Talk 99.5 Facebook page this morning, which is where that emanates from. But I strongly considered not doing it, I've got to figure that out too, Jennifer. You know, I don't know what to do with it.
I don't know what other options are available, and I was upset to hear that, you know, you can't get on Parler anymore.
Yeah, Parler's going to try to figure it out. They quote unquote deplatformed Parler. Apple no longer supports it. Amazon took them off their servers. Google no longer. So it's one thing to not support it in their app store because you can get around that as long as you still have a server. Then Amazon, in concert with Google and Apple, these big tech companies are working in concert with one another, which is what is frightening as hell, because they have way too much influence to be picking winners and losers when it comes to political discourse.
What is Parler's option? I mean, can they take this to court?
Well, I think a better option would be to create their own servers and to do it on their own, which is what they need to do.
Okay.
I mean, you know, why would they want to affiliate themselves with a company like Amazon that doesn't want anything to do with them? What we need to do, however, is to figure out how we can extract ourselves from affiliation with Amazon, Google, and Facebook, and Twitter, and some of these other social media giants and tech giants that have decided that we're the enemy. That's frightening.
It's scary. It scared the pee out of me. I mean, I've never seen such a takeover of free speech in my life. And Second Amendment's next.
Well, I mean, they're coming after the first. They'll go the route of hate speech. Watch it. That's what they'll do once they're fully installed and in control of the federal government. Jennifer, thank you for the call. In a couple of minutes, we'll talk about the it's over versus it's not over crowd, plus what to do about big tech and how we have become addicted to the internet. More to come. Talk 99.5, talk 99.5.com. Thank you for being here.